If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.
Welcome one and all to another blunt business on CannabisRia.com. My next guest's company is engaged in the research and development, design, commercialization, sales, marketing, and distribution of branded e-cigarettes and cannabis-vaping products. The company's operating subsidiaries own or license more than 200 patents received or filed globally, and the tobacco products are marketed under the Aspire brand name. The company is iSpire, and they're sold worldwide except in the People's Republic of China and Russia, primarily through its global distribution network, large expanse. With me right now is the co-CEO, and CFO with iSpire, Michael Wayne. Michael, thanks for being on with us.
Thank you.
Really great to have you on. We've talked quite a bit on the program. It's been a little bit for us to go ahead and bring it up here to the forefront, but there's a lot that you're working on here that really caught my eye. Number one, what really caused our attention is you've done a new collaboration with Hidden Hills. It's the Hidden Hills and Friends collaboration, marrying iSpire's dual tank Switch One, SWTCH1, spell out, with a variety of select cannabis and hemp oils from Hidden Hills, and its legendary friends, quote unquote, a plug and play, Packwood, Big Chief, and LA Traffic. Now, real quickly, for those that are not familiar with Hidden Hills, tell me about what that entails in terms of the brand and what you saw as a advantage to go work together. The Hidden Hills Club, if you will.
Yeah, Hidden Hills Club is a well-established, well-regarded, and well-distributed product. They are very popular among all 50 states, and they are really having a great presence in the eastern seaboard and the Southeast especially. They have been one of our main customers for a couple of years, and we really grew together. So as we developed this trust, we decided to take the partnership to the next level. So hence the introduction for the Hidden Hills and Friends. I'll get into it as you continue the program today.
Sure. So, yeah, just want to make sure how the collaboration kind of worked out. But now, with this, again, and this is where I get it from, where I say, you think about the fact that they're not a physical location, but a mental destination. Now, with that said, you have a new the device called the Switch One. It looks beautiful. I mean, when I look at it, you know, I'm always fascinated by what really does stand out, what people really are drawn and attached to when it comes to vaping devices. This is definitely a really interesting idea, a dual tank all-in-one device. And it provides consumers with the ability to seamlessly transition between two 1.5 milliliter oil tanks or blend with a unique customized experience, blend both. So you have a TerpTech heating system, cutting edge, designed to deliver rich, consistent vapor, transform oil windows, cannabis, and hemp. Consumers will be able to have clear visibility of levels in each tank, ensuring effortless monitoring. So this right here, dual tank, so different flavors, different components, different palettes. You know, when you put this together and you decide to go and go where this dual tank, explain, so you can take from one tank or the other, or you could combine both.
Correct. We have a continual, basically the adjustment can be continuous. meaning you can have 100% from one tank or 100% from another tank, or you can mix and match any way you like. That's really unique. Like you said, the collaboration between Hidden Hills and those other brands really brings the best of both worlds, right? You know, if you like Hidden Hills flavor or oil, you got it. If you like another brand's formulation and oil, you got it. It's all in one device. And if you have, let's say, you want different effect, different time of the day, you don't have to carry multiple devices. You just switched back and forth.
We're going to tell people how they can get their hands on getting more about where they can find these products in stores and where they can find it from your website. Well, we'll talk about that very shortly. Let's get back to you now, Michael. Authority Magazine, excuse me, they profiled you, and they wrote this, quote, under your visionary leadership, iSpire has recently been able to achieve some remarkable milestones, delivering best-in-class precision, dosing technology, and unparalleled customer service, really significantly fueling demand for iSpire products across the globe. And there's two different collaborations you made here in the celebrity realm. Fascinating who you decided to go to work with. So a testament to the success is the recent launch of this BRKFST, or breakfast-branded high-tech vapor products, in partnership with a renowned Nigerian Afrobeat star, Burna Boy. Now, you know, it's your company's second brand collaboration after Snoop Dogg's Dogg Pounds. So I'm going to just say this, first of all. There may be some people in our audience that are not familiar with Burna Boy. I am. I like his music, and I like what he's done. He's very familiar, a lot of worldwide chart success everywhere outside of the U.S. The Afrobeat sound in general, he's part of that movement that people are just very familiar with, and people are just starting to get themselves caught on. So, like, yeah, just feel like for a choice of celebrity with Burna Boy, I mean, he has made his appearances in the U.S. He was at Coachella last year. I remember pretty expansive when it comes to, you know, bringing someone like him into the forefront, but maybe that American audience might not be familiar with this artist, but there's no doubt there's talent, there's worldwide appeal. America just always is behind the ball sometimes with certain artists like this. But what made you feel like, you know, after Snoop Dogg being so familiar, going with someone that is worldwide appeal, but not the American sense of that worldwide appeal?
Yeah, it is perfect alignment with iSpire. Because iSpire is a truly global brand, and we play in the global marketplace. So with our not only cannabis and CBD hardware, and with our nicotine products, we have a global market in mind. So from that point of view, our Burna Boy is a perfect partner. He is a globally well-known. Everybody worldwide, like you said, knows about him. And we are becoming that worldwide company. So we really are perfectly aligned. So this conversation didn't take very long. Our values are aligned. Our global ambitions are aligned. So it's just perfect marriage.
Has quite a social media following, 17 million followers on Instagram, 5 million on YouTube, another 9 million on X. So he's out there, ultimately on an EP later this year. So there's a lot with him that he's been doing. And it's just that, you know, also very young in space. So for me, it's that part where I was very fascinated by the fact that you chose an artist that is, I mean, the star has been rising for several years now. You know, we're waiting for the peak because the peak has not been reached yet. I honestly believe that. I think eventually America will embrace Afrobeats and an artist like Burna Boy, which only would just help out within the America itself. But obviously, like you said, iSpire being worldwide, being very expansive. What was it about in particular this relationship? I mean, how is the approach made? And I mean, obviously, you know what you can do with an artist like Burna Boy, but like, where did that actually initiate?
We'll begin our global collaboration with Africa first. As you know, he is superbly famous throughout the whole Africa continent. He is a superstar, especially in Nigeria and North Africa. And he is absolutely popular even in South Africa. So we are launching this brand, starting with South Africa and Nigeria. And then we will push it across the whole African continent. As we do that, we would launch the European operation on his behalf, and then followed by the Middle East, and then Asia and South America. The U.S., as you indicated, on one hand, there is a strict FDA requirement for nicotine products, and there is a PMTA review and approval process. So we will have to wait for that approval to come down before we can launch his brand in the U.S. market. So we are taking a, let's say, unconventional approach to launching global brand. As you know, most brands would first be launched in the U.S. or in Europe, right? And then to other continents. In our case, we took a different approach. We will launch it in Africa, and then Europe, and Middle East, and eventually to the U.S.
Because for his team, I mean, it would definitely behoove him if he's able to go do a collaboration with iSpire, I mean, with the presence that you already have, that eventually, when things can come into play where North America becomes a market that he wants to really tackle, iSpire is coming along for the ride.
Yep. We will support each other in a big way.
And I think that's where it comes from, is that collaboration, it benefits him as probably even more to a sense than what it is for iSpire, because of the fact that he does need, you know, relationships like what you're getting here to be able to go and break out into the space here. Because, I mean, regardless of, you know, I guess the ignorance of music lovers out there, that they might not, well, mainstream, let's just say, corporate, you know, music labels, corporate radio stations, corporate types that are controlling the media, of who they allow to go ahead and cross over into the mainstream, that's where it needs to happen. And that's another story for me that I do on another program. I could talk about that for days and weeks on end. But I love this relationship. I'm so fascinated by the fact you went here. And then with so much more that could be done. So I love what you're doing right here in terms of choice of celebrities or influencers out there that you really did your homework when you decided to go and go with who you went with. Snoop Dogg, it's a no doubt, a no-brainer. He obviously doesn't mind doing plenty of collaborations with folks out there. But this one with Burner Boy really caught my attention. That was what I really wanted to ask you about. So we're going to go to commercial break. We're going to talk about safety because we're going to talk about vapes and vaping technology. We had to talk about safety. There's so much to go and talk about that and what you've been doing for that, especially with what you're doing in terms of manufacturing now in Malaysia, opening up a 31,000 square foot manufacturing facility in Malaysia. We're going to break all that down on what you've done over there. Here with Michael Wang, co-CEO and CFO with iSpire, here on Blend Business. The website, by the way, is getispire.com, getispire.com. And for those of you, of course, on the all my stock market aficionados, they are listed on the NASDAQ. Stock ticker is ISPR, iSpire Technology, Inc. Back with Michael Wang and more questions after this.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
We're back with Michael Wang, co-CEO and CFO with iSpire and iSpire Technology. Safety is a priority that your team has heralded, Michael, to the point that iSpire has introduced your latest technology, an age-gating technology to aid point-of-use access control. You said about this, quote, "This is going to be an incredibly transformative technology for both the e-cigarette and cannabis vaping industries. Age-gating technology to aid point-of-use access control." So that's a lot for me to take in. Break that down for us, please.
Yeah. Everybody knows, FDA has been a key regulator in the cigarette industry. With the e-cigarette being now a major player in the tobacco space, FDA got involved a few years ago with regulations. Obviously, their primary goal is to protect miners. We all know Juul didn't help the industry because they targeted miners and school kids in their initial campaign, and that really hurt the e-cig industry. So, but we are where we are. FDA is most interested in protecting minors, and they don't want minors to get their hands on the e-cigarette, especially fruit-flavored e-cigarette. So what we decided to do is, instead of just focusing on the vaping devices and technology and flavors itself, we wanted to introduce, like you said, point of use age gating technology. This way, we make sure the miners cannot get their hands on the device. So how this works is, essentially, it will take a couple steps. When you first get your hands on a e-cig device or vaping device, so it will require you to validate your identification. That would involve essentially comparing your headshot with the ID card to validate you are indeed who you are, and you are indeed old enough to use tobacco products. Only after your identification and age are verified would the device be powered up. Otherwise, the device wouldn't work at all. No matter how hard you try to turn it on, or you know, typically you can say auto draw device. You know, you take, you start to inhale, it will work. No, this device will not work. It will only work after your identification age are verified, and once it's verified, you can use the device going forward. But if you buy a new device, you need to go through this validation process again. Even though this will indeed create a bit of inconvenience to consumers per se, but from FDA point of view, this is a sure way to prevent minors from using tobacco products.
You're being proactive. You're being as responsibility, accountability. And that's really, that's the crux of what your company's about. Let me go on and move on with that. So you have operational efficiency that has been exemplified by the attainment of ISO and GMP certifications for a new Malaysian manufacturing facility. So it opened earlier this year. It's poised to enhance operational efficiency, improve gross margin, and drive profitability. This is, again, setting the trend for other companies to realize, you know, you just can't be just another vape company that does not take safety just and says, okay, we need to be, you know, cautious. You're taking it to such a level. ISO and GMP protocol compliance, talking about the necessity for making that possible. And, you know, obviously a lot of more paperwork, a lot more due diligence on your part, but the importance of being able to do that in Malaysia, because, you know, some people always have the idea overseas, you know, it's not like we're talking about sweatshops here, but like in other facilities overseas, and making sure they're going to control, have that safety quotient in place. ISO and GMP certification, that's quite a standard to put yourself in front of.
Yes, indeed. As you said, from day one, we have been very much focused on consumer safety. That's why the devices we introduced from very early on were made of mainly two key materials. Number one, stainless steel. Number two, glass. As everybody knows, stainless steel and glass don't contain a heavy metal and so on. And also, even when you soak both material in very corrosive, but let's say terpenes, they don't break down. They don't release any heavy metal. So that was really the very foundation for our company's value proposition to the industry. And then with age gating technology, Then on top of that, our manufacturing operation meeting the highest standard in safety, cleanliness, and quality.
The savings are scorching during the Red Hot Sale event at Omaha Steaks. Save 50% site-wide on legendary steaks, everyday essentials, and more. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code HOTSALE at omahasteaks.com. Shop now to save 50% site-wide on steaks and more during the Red Hot Sale event at omahasteaks.com. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code HOTSALE at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code HOTSALE. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Everything goes hand in hand toward providing the safest product to our consumer.
Now, there are other companies that might not reach the level of ISO or GMP certification. But what was the importance of your team saying, we must, you know, surpass substandard levels of quality? We're going to take these ISO and GMP protocols, not because we're being told to, because we want to.
Yep. That's the key. We for a couple of reasons. Number one, like I said, we do have consumer safety on the forefront of our strategy and thought process. On the other hand, we are publicly traded company. We want to set a high standard for the whole industry. In the U.S. Cannabis space, we are the only NASDAQ-traded vaping technology company, the only. And we want to keep a high standard to ourselves. We want to set a high standard for the whole industry. Someday, cannabis could be legalized in the U.S. Many companies would become publicly traded. We want to be that leader and benchmark setter for the whole industry.
That's a high mark to get put in front of. But, I mean, very commendable. And I, as you know, talking about this program, when we talk so highly about compliance, this is what we're talking about. You know, that there are standards that have been put in place by other industries. And for cannabis in general to go ahead and reach those standards, you know, the other thing that can be said too is that for being publicly traded, shareholders want to see more profit. You know, there might be some companies that might take a little bit of a break on quality and safety in order to go ahead and attain that profit, but you're willing to go ahead and take, you know, the initiative and say, no, we need safety to be job one. We're going to do that, and we're going to profit and monetize off of this.
Everybody can make short-term money. In order to be a long-lasting company and creating long-term value for everybody involved, we cannot compromise our safety. That is one thing we don't compromise on.
Reed. Now, about the facility in Malaysia, very interesting that you're putting it in Malaysia. So again, new ISO and GMP certified 31,000 square feet manufacturing facility. You're going to help to expect market entry for businesses seeking to enhance cannabis and nicotine product lines, enabling them to also avoid 25% tariffs. So this facility in Malaysia, what was it that you said when you were, you know, scouting facilities and scouting where to put this facility? Why was Malaysia the right place to go?
Malaysia offered, indeed, we looked at many countries during this process. We ended up with Malaysia partially because Malaysia has a very stable social and political system. That's number one. Number two, Malaysia is a country that is very neutral from global politics, a geopolitical point of view. And it's a country that's very friendly with the United States, very friendly with China, very friendly with its neighbors. So it does provide this, let's call it, stability in this ever-changing global geopolitical landscape. Right, as we know, geopolitical conflicts, military conflicts are really rising everywhere worldwide. And we want to make sure our supply chain, our operation, and our financial performance do not get affected because of other conflicts in the region or around the world. So that's truly the key consideration. Like you said, to help our decision even better, Malaysia has a very friendly and let's call it free trade agreement with many countries as well. That helps with our tariff situation, certainly, and it helps with price competitiveness wherever we play. So all in all, geopolitical consideration and financial consideration, everything together, it just made sense for us.
Wonderful. We're going to go back to the commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the fact that we're going to be, looks like I will be there, and I know you will be speaking at the upcoming Benzinga Cannabis Capital Conference, but Benzinga got a chance to talk to you before we got to that point, and you talked about potential regulatory challenges and the company's strategy for global expansion. We're going to ask you about what you said to them and get more take on that from you. Again, Michael Wang, co-CEO and CFO with iSpire. We'll be back with Michael and final questions after this.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Roll home stretch here with Michael Wang here on Blunt Business, co-CEO and CFO with iSpire. Website is getispire.com, getispire.com. And again, on the NASDAQ, they are publicly traded under iSpire Technology Incorporated, ticker symbol ISPR. Now, Michael, you spoke with Benzinga, and you're going to be featured in Hollywood, Florida, at their upcoming Benzinga Cannabis Capital Conference. You spoke to them about the potential regulatory challenges and company strategy for global expansion. So you said, when, quote, when legalization happens at a federal level, by all means, the FDA would be involved in regulating the space for consumer protection. You also went on to say that highlighting the proactive steps iSpire is taking to navigate the regulatory landscape. So, as we mentioned, you know, your new facility, it's coming up and now operational for ISO and GMP certification. So proactive steps that you're taking, we talked about it already before the break. What government agency regulations do you expect that's going to get all these other companies in line?
I think the key regulator in this process will be FDA. As a federal legalization happens to cannabis, it will become another consumer industry. And in my view, it will be treated similarly to the tobacco space and, let's say, alcohol space. Again, with a primary concern and protection of minors, that's number one. Number two, for general consumer safety. So when it comes to FDA and other regulations, I think what's interesting about this industry is there are two key elements similar to the e-cig industry. There is a hardware side, that will have to be safe for consumers to use, to put their mouth on the device, and even to put their hand on the device. And on the other hand, I think FDA will strictly regulate the oils used for the cannabis vaping. And I think it will certainly help the industry in achieving higher safety standard. Right now, with each state regulating this industry individually, and with lack of common standard, we all know in the legalized states, even lab testing have different standards. The requirements across different markets are quite different. So we do need a national safety standard for both hardware and for oil. So that's why I think FDA would certainly be the first agency getting involved in this space once federal legalization happens. And of course, other agencies such as DEA, ATF will all continue to be involved because cannabis, even though it will be federally legalized, it will still be a tightly regulated industry. I would say from regulation point of view, it's going to be more strict than alcohol and tobacco. Maybe it will be somewhere closer to how pharmaceutical drugs are being regulated. So you can imagine how many agencies would be involved in that. But I think all in all, the agencies will certainly have a consumer safety in mind as they legislate the regulations there.
Well, I think that the news of the last 5 years or so that we went through, it obviously put a call to action for companies to go and be much more safety conscious. Now, one of the things I want to make mention of, now this is going to be, this recording will be played and published after the Business Cannabis Capital Conference. You'll be featured on a Puff the Profit panel into how sticky products stuck up the demand rankings, and quite a few really prominent names we've actually had on here on Cannabis Radio that are also going to be on this panel with you. But overall, when you're looking at what you're going to talk about on that panel, you know, with the fact that vaping brands are going to rise, I mean, we're finally past the whole Juul issue that we had from a few years ago, the vape crisis we had from several years ago. We're past that now. And now we're at the point where, you know, do you see where the vaping market, that the percentage of sales or profit that are being made by cannabis companies, do you see a significant difference where that ratio is going to change, or that vaping will be much more prominent over flower, over edibles, and what have you?
Yes, I think so. I think the industry is seeing the same trend. I remember 7-8 years ago, vaping as a percentage of cannabis sales was in a single digit. And last year, that market share already grew to 30% nationwide. So it's really quite impressive growth on top of the impressive overall growth of the cannabis industry. By all indication, in the next 2 to 3 years, vaping as a percentage of retail sales should approach 50%. And we all know why. It's just so much more convenient using a vape device to enjoy cannabis than smoking a joint or flower, right? Number one, from odor control point of view, it's just more convenient. Number two, it's easier to carry. More importantly, the devices are designed so nicely, so beautiful nowadays, it almost becomes a fashion statement, also equivalent to an iPhone that people carry around. So it's just convenient, easy to carry, and so many new consumers, like young people and also female consumers, they don't want to be publicly viewed as a watching, let's say, a joint. And they want to be subtle, especially if they have kids around. They want to be able to take a quick hit, you know, put it away and get back to the daily stuff. So, we strongly believe, I think across the whole industry, everybody believes vaping will be approaching 50% of retail sales in revenue in the coming years.
I mean, part of the thing I can tell you that, you know, just by what you see in the stores, and when people get to look at the iSpire line, the collection, iSpire 1, the signature line that you have available, just they're beautifully crafted and made and put together. They look great. And obviously with the safety measures in place, with the quality you have put in place, the introduction of the new Switch 1 that you already put out there, there's a lot of that going on. So if you can, really quickly, let's send people to the website once again, getispire.com, getispire.com. I can't even go into detail about the collection itself that you have, but if you can tell me a little bit about what you have in terms of product line, and where can people get their hands on the products?
Yeah, talking about the product line, I must highlight one key thing. Our company's history has been absolutely full of industry-leading innovations. We were the one that introduced world's first bottom vertical coil in all the vaping devices you see today. Everybody is designing their devices that way. And we were the one who trailblazed on that front. Once again, the iSpire 1 was another key innovation in that historically people would get the devices from the factories and they would have to fill the oil tank. And very quickly, they need to put the mouthpiece out to seal the tank. So the internal pressure doesn't drive the oil down the bottom of the device to create a leak. So iSpire 1 built everything into one fully assembled device. So it's leak-proof, and it's easy to fill. It reduces operators' labor costs tremendously. On top of being leak-proof, we all know in the cannabis industry, leaky vaping pens have been a big headache for the brands and the retailers and the consumers. So we solved that problem. And the Switch device was another innovation like no one else ever did before. So we will continue with innovation to help brands, customers, consumers. And we don't sell our own iSpire branded device because we don't want to be a plant touching company. As NASDAQ traded company, we don't want to do that. And so we design the hardware, we manufacture the hardware full brand. So currently we have over 400 brands using our devices. You can find our devices literally in all dispensaries and vape shops. You just don't see the iSpire name on it. We are the behind-the-scenes partner for the brands. We make their brand succeed. We help them on that front. So 400-plus brands, you know, to name a few, closer to home here, we have some cookies product. We have Eureka, which is very successful in now 8 states. And we have several other brands. I think we all know Hidden Hills being one, right? We have Packwoods, LA Traffic, Plug and Play, Big Chief. And we have in California, we have a unique design for one of our customers called Cali Heights. We designed a device in the shape of the state of California for them. to help their brandy, Cali Ice, and that's selling really well. So all in all, literally you can find our devices across the country. However, they all carry our brand partner's logo, not our own logo.
But, I mean, if you could look for it, you can definitely find the ones that, if you look well enough, I'm sure they might find the very similar technology, the same silver look, design, makeup of what makes iSpire such a strong collection. Michael, really appreciate you taking time to go ahead and talk to us on the program. And one more time, website is getispire.com, GETISPIRE.com. And on the NASDAQ, for all of you stock aficionados, you can find them under iSpire Technology Incorporated, NASDAQ symbol ISPR. Michael, thanks for being on with us. Really appreciate you taking time out.
Thank you for having me.
And listeners, thanks for listening in. We'll talk to you next time.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax tip and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.